Sir, what is your name, sir?
Arturo Delgado.
Okay, hold one moment. The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to serve as a lead for your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Sir, could you please state your name and your agency number first for the record?
Yeah, my name is Arturo Delgado, 185400.
Okay, Mr. Delgado, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members that are conducting your hearing today, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. And also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Delgado, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah, I signed it.
Okay. On that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself today.
Okay. Mr. Delgado, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
You tell the truth.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Delgado, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, okay?
Okay.
We better start out in phase one. Sir, you have three allegations listed on your warrant. Four allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
All right. Sir, the first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 18, 2015, per the test summary compliance dated April 22nd, 2015 through February 2nd, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a U.S. specimen for drug testing on or about November 13, 2015, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 22nd, 2015 through February 2nd, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 11, 2016, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 22nd, 2015. February 2nd, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
And sir, your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Changes, 1452 East Dana Avenue in Mesa, Arizona, 85, on or about January 29, 2016, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The criminal whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
All right. Mr. Delgado, as I continue on with your hearing as you get ready to go into phase two, looks like we have a release date of November 28th, so I'm going to go ahead and go into phase two. Sir, we are going to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. But I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. After that, I'm going to give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Weskey?
Mr. Delgado was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on April 22nd, 2015. He was arrested on June 27th, 2018 by Pico Rivera Police in California. There were no new charges, however, and he refused to waive extradition. He was returned to Department of Corrections on August 11th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision ending of November 28th, 2018, which reflects 880 absconded. Current conviction, 2009, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, count 1, 5 years, count 2, 6 years. Prior convictions, 2004, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years, 2004, unlawful imprisonment, 1.5 years, 2009, aggravated assault, 8 years, 2009, unlawful imprisonment, 1.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. As teaching and information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Sereno Security Threat Group. Prior term of supervision, 2006, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1988, robbery, California, disposition unknown. 1991, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, probation. 1991, burglary, third degree, California, disposition unknown. 1995, misconduct involving weapons, California, felony conviction, probation. 1996, simple assault and battery, California, county jail. 1998, burglary, third degree, California, disposition unknown. 2001, DUI, California, disposition unknown. 2004, kidnapping, Arizona, county jail. His community risk score is a G5B6.
Okay, Mr. Delgado, it looks like when you were released back in April of 2015, you were approved to go to Changes Halfway House at 1344 South Mesa Drive in Mesa. However, it looks like on August 4th of 2015, you moved from Changes Halfway House to an address at 1452 East Dana Avenue in Mesa. Looks like on January 29th of 16, you were discharged from Changes Halfway House for failure to pay the rent. So where did you go live with a family member or someone on Dana Avenue? So where did you, who lived on Dana?
Oh, okay. After that, I went to Orange County. I went to a place called The Rock. I went to a detox. Because this time when I was in custody, I got hooked on heroin. I got strung out the whole time I did. I was strung out on heroin. And I was trying to kick that heroin, but I couldn't. So I took off to Orange County. I went to a place called The Rock. I did a 7-day detox. Then from there, I went to a sober living home. I did 45 days. I wasn't ready, so I went to the Salvation Army. I completed that program. Then I did I went to another program in Pico Rivera. And I was right there at the program. I got a job at the Shell gas station. I was working for like for almost 2.5 years. I've been clean ever since.
So how did you do that?
I actually turned myself in because when I was at the Shell gas station, there was a cop that was going to my work. He used to go there every day, and I told him I had a warrant out of Arizona. And he told me, if I want your name, I have to arrest you right then. I'll arrest you right then. And then, I go, yeah, what's my name? And that's how I got arrested.
Okay, so.
I actually turned myself in. So you got to get this over with.
Okay. Well, I think that was a good thing, sir. What made you go to California? You said you had a
family. I was trying to go to, what was that place called? Community Bridges?
Uh-huh.
It's a place called Community Bridges. When I went there, I told him I was kicking heroin. I told him I just came out of prison and I'm kicking heroin bad. And they told me I had to be like shitting on myself. But, you know, I go, I don't get like that. I just get real sick, high. I get like a high fever. And they didn't want to let me in, or they didn't want to give me nothing, like some boxes or nothing. And that's the reason I went to the place called The Rock in Orange County. This is in California.
So you have family in California, sir? Is that why you went over there?
Yeah, I got family in Pico Rivera.
Okay, all right. So you went over there and you got yourself off drugs. You were working for 2 years, and
yeah.
Then you turned yourself in so you can get this all over with.
Yeah, I've been clean. I have 780 days clean.
All right. So why did you contact your parole officer while you were gone, sir?
I just want to get busted and come back to the system, and I was kind of scared.
Uh-huh.
I got some heroin. That was my main thing. I don't like that drug is ugly there. It was hard to get off it. And being busted and got so easy to come back into it.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason I was scared. That's the only thing I was scared of.
All right, so what do you plan on going back to California when you eventually release, sir?
I don't know if you guys are going to be out, but I could go to a sober living home because I still have my paycheck. I still have $800 on my savings.
Mm-hmm.
After I finish parole, I'm going back to the shop station. They still go, I can work there. They know about this. Everybody encouraged me to do that, turn myself in.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did. I got clean and I want to do the right thing. Because during I think I only worked for 800 days.
Uh-huh.
But the 800 days, I actually grew more than all this time I did before. I was actually explaining it took all that on the run. The little bit I did, I grew more than I'm against him totally. I hate that dude.
Uh-huh.
It took me a long time to get out on it, the whole time I was in prison.
Okay.
From 2009 all the way to 2015, I was using every day in the system. It was hard to get off it. It was hard.
Right, so you staying off of it down, sir?
Yeah, I've been clean. I'm almost clean for 3 years.
All right. So we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I got no reason to lie before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no reason to lie. I'm telling you the truth. I did ruin it. I did get my pill day away. I was hooked on heroin bad.
Okay. All right. Mr. Delgado, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, I want you to stay on the line, sir, so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll get back with you with the decision of the board, okay?
Okay.
The board's not going into discussion at this time. And Mr. Delgado admits that he had a real bad heroin problem and that he was trying to get some help while he was here, and he tried to get into a program where when he was in Arizona, they wouldn't allow him in the program to work on his heroin. So he went and says he went to Orange County. He went to a program over in Orange County called The Rock, and he stayed in that program. Then he got out. He says he wasn't quite ready, so he went to Sober Living and did some time there. And then he eventually went to the Salvation Army, and from there he went to where his family is in Pico Rivera and was working for a service station. He said that worked there for a few years, stayed off the drug, was doing good and being productive. And there was a police officer that was there, and he told the police officer he had a warrant. The police officer came into the station before, and the police officer ran him and arrested him. And Mr. Delgado said he wanted to turn himself in to get this over with. He will be released in a couple months. On November 28th of this year, he'll be released. He won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. I think this 880 days that he was absconded, I can't overlook the fact that he did do drugs when he was originally released. However, I think it's a good thing that he got himself clean. He says he's been clean for 2 or 3 years now, that he continues to do that. I think that if he go ahead and complete his time, then he'll be able to go back to California, and he says he can get his job back. I believe it's at the Shell station, and I think he can continue to be a productive citizen from that point forward and not have to look over his back. But I can't excuse this 880 days that he was an absconder. So I can't see him being released back out on community supervision. However, he will be released on November 28th of this year, and at that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. That's my opinion. I'm going to see, listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision on Mr. Delgado, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the life in the criminal ways of competency. He did abscond for 880 days and originally was on drugs while he was released.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Motion by myself, second Dr. Wright, agreed. Mr. Neal. Mr. Delgado?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, in a couple of months, sir, you will be released on November 28th of 2018 this year. At that time, you won't be on any parole. You won't be on any community supervision. You'll be free to move back to California, sir, not have to look over your back or worry about it. Sir, you won't have to report to any parole officer. Mr. Delgado, I think that you've done a great job of getting off of heroin, getting you a job, and getting your life straight down, sir, and you are going to complete your time that you have here. At that time, you won't have any time left, sir, but you'll be free to move back to Pico Rivera. And so I would hope that you would take this time and focus on getting yourself together, continue working, staying off of drugs, sir, so that when you're released, you'll be a productive citizen, not have any negative contact with law enforcement, and not ever have to come back before this board again. Mr. Delgado, sir, I do want to commend you for your efforts at getting off of drugs, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, and we want to wish you the best of luck, Mr. Delgado. Thank you for taking the time to appear before this board.
All right.
Would you put the CO3 back on the line, sir?
Okay, he's coming down the hallway right now. Was that guy approved or not?
He was not, sir.
Okay, all right, I'll let Ms. Perry Lou know.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
the guy should be here just momentarily.
Okay, sir, we'll just hold on.
All right. Who was this guy?
Mr. Yes.
This guy with the lovely name.
Yeah.
Honey Antua.
Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Neal is going to serve as your lead, so just hold on and you'll hear his voice.